Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris, and we are ready. By the time this happens, it'll already be past opening day. We're ready for opening day. We are T-minus, 12 hours? 13, 14, 15 hours till first pitch for most teams, for some teams?
That's about right.
Yeah.
Opening day is tomorrow. My Cubbies play at 7:30 against the defending World Series champion, Texas Rangers. Because of course they do. Of course they do. But we are here for a little baseball trivia. Let's go ahead and meet our contestants tonight. First up, the pride of I can't say that. From Huntsville, Alabama. Mike Mott, my friend, how you doing and what are you drinking?
Ba-da-da-da-ba-da. I am woefully out of beer. So that's what I'm doing. I did decide to ride the bourbon train this evening. Honestly, it has been a little bit of a day at work, so I'm really happy to be here. I'm really happy that baseball is starting tomorrow. I'm happy to be with you two gentlemen. And I'm happy to be popping this bourbon open for the first time ever. I picked it up a little while back because it is called Penelope Bourbon. And I kind of had to. So pour this out right here. See how this is?
I don't know what it says about me that I saw the back of that bottle and knew exactly what it was.
Right?
Ooh, that is really good. I will enjoy that tonight. Not the whole bottle. Maybe.
Well, if Mike starts taking his shirt off and stripping, you know he got about 3 glasses in. Let's head on out. Literally about a mile from my house. It's been a while since you heard his dulcet tones, but he got a new job. He's got some free time. Jeff Gore, my friend, how you doing? And what are you drinking?
I mean, I have free time because I am not spending all of my time in a stress-induced psychotic state anymore. So, yeah, you're right. I am actually not imbibing tonight. I know.
Wow.
Mostly because I was unprepared and did not grab something, but also because I need to sleep, and alcohol hasn't been doing well for me lately. So I am sipping here on cherry Coca-Cola zero sugar, depending on how you feel about the boozy bracketology results, and a nice, lovely bottle of water.
There you go. I love how your solution to help sleep at night is to ingest caffeine.
Yeah, caffeine doesn't do anything.
That's true.
We've all built up an immunity at this point, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it was 6 o'clock and I was just dragging. I'm like, I'm going to make myself a cup of coffee. And then I thought better of it, thank God. But my turn.
Oh,
it's a good sound. It's a great bottle of bourbon. It is almost opening day. I'm treating myself.
Ooh.
This is a highly sought after bottle by many. This is Blanton's Bourbon. Worth every penny of the $60 that I paid for the bottle, but this bottle is like 4 years old.
Yeah,
I think I got during COVID. I paid market value for it. Now they're going for like what? Do you have $100-$120 a bottle now?
Oh wow!
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a lot. Yeah,
this bottle was bottled on November of 2019.
Nice, that's gonna be smooth.
I would have gotten it right around the time Paige was born, or right after. Going to be a good night. Let's take a sip. Hello, my old friend. Where have you been? I've been missing you.
I do appreciate that on a baseball episode, which is very much a beer and dogs type of game, we're indulging in some fine bourbon.
Oh, hold on. We've got a Cherry Coke Zero, too.
And a Cherry Coke Zero, of course.
It's true.
But we are here to play a little baseball trivia tonight. Now, this is not going to be a game where it's like it's head to head. It's going to be you two versus the question writer. I will tell you after the game where these questions were sourced from. I will say the question themselves, when I went through them, there are 50 of them. We're only going to be doing 20 tonight. The questions, when I went through them, went from the moderate scale to the impossible scale.
Ooh.
So I've gone into each question and added clues and things like that to give everyone a puncher's chance.
I love it.
Oh boy.
We are going to jump right in with question number one. All you're going to do is lock in your answer when you're ready. Question number one. What Major League Baseball Hall of Famer broke up at least 81 no-hitters in his career by hitting a home run?
Wow.
Oh. Oh, I've heard this stat before.
That's pretty, I mean.
Any ideas, Mike?
Not off the top of my head. I can't see it being like a Bonds type because I feel like they would have just, if they were pitching a no-hitter, they would have just walked him. Wait a minute. Technically speaking, wouldn't this also be a hitter who hit 81 leadoff home runs?
Yes, sir.
Interesting. See, that changes things a little bit. So would it be like someone like Ricky Henderson?
It would be someone quite like Ricky Henderson. I've heard this stat before because that you made it exactly down the right path. I mean, 81, breaking up 81 no-hitters. How in the world does someone even get in that situation?
Yep. Took me a second, but you were there right away, I think.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those baseball trivias you hear and you're like, okay, yeah.
Yep. But
we could definitely lock in with that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, the whole thing about him leading off with that many home runs definitely tickles something, so.
Ricky Henderson is a correct answer. Nicely done, gentlemen. Nicely done. We're moving on to question number two. What former Red Sox third baseman is the only major leaguer to hit a grand slam right-handed and left-handed in the same game when he did so on July 29th, 2003?
Oh, boy. 2003.
I know. Who was the Red Sox third baseman at that time? Pretty sure Nomar was at short. Pedroia at second.
Was that around the time of Euclid?
Oh, it could be Kevin Euclid. That would be about right. Because he was on the 04 team, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he a switch hitter?
I don't know that I could name another. I don't remember him being a switch hitter, but either. I also only remember his weird batting stance. I don't remember which side of the plate.
Right.
Or if he ever hit left-handed.
Right.
But I don't know that I could name you another Red Sox third baseman around that time either.
Same. I like you, Lewis. That's as good a guess as any.
Kevin Euclid is an incorrect answer.
Oh.
Boo.
This will be a journeyman by the name of Bill Miller.
Okay.
Is that M-I-L-L-E-R or is that M-U-E-L-L-E-R?
No, it's M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
Okay, Bill Miller. Okay.
Oh, that okay. Now that you spell it, okay, it tracks. You could have thrown in an almost famous hint for me or something, like William Miller.
I could have, but I didn't, so you'll have to just kind of deal with it. All right.
Shut up and deal about it.
God. Wrong, 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 wrong. All right.
Hey, we're batting 500. I'm not mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Question number three. What member of the 3,000 hit club who died tragically young is the only player in Major League Baseball history to hit a walk-off inside the park home run?
I mean, when I think of tragically young 3,000 hitters, I think of Clemente.
It's got to be Clemente.
Yeah. Unless you have anything
I'm not sure I've heard the other stat.
I haven't either, but it makes sense. I mean.
But 3,000 hit, tragically young. I mean, that's immediately where I go, too.
Yep. So I'm inclined to lock in with that unless you can come up with something else.
No, you know my game plan with trivia. First thing is shoot the hip.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we'll lock in with Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente is a correct answer. All right, you guys are 2 for 3. Now, to give you a glimpse into what these questions looked like before I got involved.
Yep.
This question was originally, who was the only player in history to hit a walk-off inside the park home run?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, not a chance of getting that.
That was never happening.
And I just realized I left off an important piece of information in there. He's the only player to do it as a grand slam. So there maybe have been other Inside the park home run walk-offs, but his was a grand slam. Okay.
I was genuinely confused as like how that had only happened once in baseball history, but happening with the bases loaded makes a lot of sense because you have to be that has to be a more specific circumstance.
All right, we are moving on to question number four. What two players who spent time playing together on the same team are the only two players to win league MVP, World Series MVP, and All-Star Game MVP? The first player won these in 64, 70, and 66. The second player won these in 66, 66, and 71.
So, I think, and I don't want to speak for him, I think Mike would probably be able to get to this one. This is another one of those baseball trivias. When you start listing off all the MVPs, it's actually really nice because both these players have the same last name.
Damn it, Jeff.
Interesting. In the 60s?
You're gonna get yourself a bottle kill out of that tonight, Chris.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna save the bottle kill for later.
So I'm trying to come back to the question. Like, it sounds like you already know this.
Yeah,
he's got it right too. He's dead on balls accurate.
You got all the MVPs. It's just one of those clues.
Yeah. You said All-Star MVPs and league MVPs?
They all won league MVP awards, World Series MVP awards, and All-Star Game MVP awards.
Gotcha. And around
the only two players in league history to hit all three of those. And they played on the same team together, and as Jeff mentioned, they have the same last name.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I'm sure if I like spent a ton of time thinking about it, I could come up with it. But MVP, like who won the MVP in particular years? I'm much better with the numbers, not the awards, so it's not my strong suit.
That's fair. Well, fortunately, we're not playing against each other. We are playing against the game.
Indeed.
And these are both Orioles players, which I thought might lead you there.
I had Orioles in my head because of the years, especially 71.
Yeah. This is Brooks and Frank.
Oh, the Robinsons. Yep. I'm like in like, it's funny. I was going like Gibson, Johnson, et cetera. And I just hadn't gotten to Robinson yet. You're right. I would have gotten there given enough time, I think.
Brooks and Frank Robinson are a correct answer. I do find it a little bit weird that after they retired, they built that giant treehouse, but I'm going to let that go.
I didn't even realize they were Swiss, but you learn something new every day.
Y'all are a little bit on fire. We're going to move on to question number five. Who is the only player to play for all four original expansion teams and only those four teams in their Hall of Fame career? And I can give you the teams if you need them.
Yikes. That's a good one.
I mean, I'm not going to say no to the teams if you're not.
I'm not either. I was trying to think if I could pull them, but.
Yeah, the original ones. I'm not
exactly like
not as familiar.
Yep.
The four original expansion teams are the Angels.
Wait, Chris, before you say anything else, my inclination. I'm going to still take the hint, but my immediate inclination is to say Nolan Ryan, because he played for the Mets, who were an expansion team, and then the Angels. And then the Astros, and then the Rangers. So I'm not saying we're locking that in, but before we hear the teams, I'd be curious. I'll be curious.
No one else. That's a damn good guess.
All right. Anyway, Chris, please continue.
Your three teams are the Angels, the Rangers, the Mets, and the Astros.
Nailed it.
Nice one. Yeah.
Yep. Nolan Ryan is a correct answer. Nicely done. Look at you two. Look at the big brains on Brad over there. Well, you've only missed one so far. We are moving on to question number six. What slugger is the only player to appear in World Series games at both Comiskey Park and Wrigley Field in Chicago? And while you're doing that, I'm going to grab a beer.
I mean, World Series games in Wrigley Field definitely narrows it down.
Rude.
But, I mean, we're talking, so, we're, okay, let's see. I mean, the Cubs weren't total strangers, and you know, to the World Series until 45, but you got to figure, and it's a slugger, though, so wouldn't be somebody like, well, okay, I'm curious, like, would it be a White Sox who once, you know, would it be somebody who played for the same team, or would they bounce between leagues and that's how they did both?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm wondering, is if they played both of the Cubs and the White Sox, yeah, or were they on the opposing team?
Right. And I mean, if they played in Wrigley, it's either somebody who was pre-1945, who was active like around 1945, or somebody pretty recent.
Right. Because
who did the Cubs lose to in 45? Was that the Tigers?
I would never be able to tell you.
I couldn't tell you. They, if it was the Tigers, it could be like, no, he was a senator. Never mind. And he was exclusively a senator.
When were recently the White Sox were in it? Were they not early 2000s?
White Sox were in it in 05. Because they played the Astros.
So,
I mean, we could be 05, 06.
As well, 05 and then 2016. Yeah, that's true.
Or 2016, yeah.
If you want a hint, I'll be happy to provide a little bit of a hint.
Not going to say no.
I don't think we're close, so.
This is not really a trick question, but it kind of is a trick question. Because
it was this, they playing for the same team in both cases.
But neither.
No, they were playing for two different teams.
Oh.
But one team was displaced at the time, was playing in another team's stadium in a different league.
Okay. But all I was getting at was it might not necessarily be that they were playing, yeah.
Yeah, how are you going to get a hint and somehow make it harder?
I know, exactly. That narrows it down even less. Hooray!
I can give you the years of the World Series if you like.
That
might make
more
it
helpful.
A lot easier, but sure, I'll take them.
1918 and 1932.
Okay. Let's see. I mean, when I hear
you say
that,
18
I'm
and 32,
1918, 1932.
So, okay, so, I mean, I hate to cop out like this, but I'm almost positive the Red Sox were in it in 1918. And then you go to 32, it implies that it would be the Yankees, and then it goes to, well, name a baseball slugger. I mean, I hate to go that simple, but
sometimes simple is best.
It's literally the first place my brain went, and I kind of threw it out, but
I think that's actually a solid guess.
I don't know if we have anything else. I don't know if we're going to get there.
We certainly
otherwise.
Do not.
Okay. We'll lock in with the great Bambino then.
Babe Ruth is a correct answer. So in 1918, the Red Sox were playing the Cubs, but the games were played at Comiskey Park because it was larger.
Ah, okay.
Yep. So, and then 1932 was obviously the World Series with the Cubs, and so on and so forth.
Gotcha, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So, giving you the points there, despite the two hints.
Yeah,
I think half would be fair.
I mean, given that, what baseball slugger? The first thing that popped in my head was Babe Ruth, and if we had gone around for a while, I probably would have just said, "Ah, fuck it, let's just lock in with Babe Ruth."
Right.
Yeah, that one was hard to get to because I was sitting there going like, Dodgers weren't in the World Series then, not for the 18 games Babe played there, whatever he was. So, All right. We are moving on.
Babe played for the Dodgers?
I knew he played. I think he went over there as a player manager. I don't know if he ever actually played.
I knew he played. Are you sure you're not talking about the Braves? Boston Braves?
I thought he was a Dodger at one point, but
He might have been. I know he was with. I know he went to Boston, back to Boston to play for the Braves after he was a Yankee. Anyway, thank you, John Goodman.
Let's see here, Babe Ruth. He was a coach of the Dodgers. That's what it was. 1938.
Oh, he was. I didn't know that. Oh, okay. After you retired, he was still a coach. Okay, I didn't know that.
All right, we're going to move on. This one's going to get a little bit tougher. We're going to see how you do.
Oh, boy.
There are four current MLB teams that were originally in the American Association before it folded. They joined the National League after the association folded back in the 1890s. Name those four teams.
What sucks, Jeff, is I used to be able to do this because I used to know the American Association teams. But used to isn't helping us.
So fortunately or unfortunately, pretty certain that the Cardinals came from the American Association.
They were one that definitely I had in my head. Yes.
Unfortunately, I could not tell you a single thing after that. I just know their history.
Right. These are current teams. They joined the National League from the American Association in the 1800s. So they go pretty far back.
So we got National League teams.
I feel like maybe the Reds.
I was going to say, do we know if the American Association was kind of in the same location?
Yeah, that I'm not. I don't. I used to know a lot more in general.
Yeah. Like, would they flip that into their own conference in the MLB? Like if we're looking at the NL Central,
well, you got to remember back in the 1800s, it was just the National League. They didn't even have conference.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
but if it's all kind of in the same location,
but if it's that, yeah, I see what you're saying. If it's in that same ballpark,
because people didn't travel as far, so it right. would have made
more sense if it was more in that kind of Midwestern area.
Yeah,
that's good. That's a good way to approach this. What other teams in that area would have been active during that time?
Did you give us the year in that question?
I just said that the American Association folded in the 1890s.
Yeah, it was late. It's got to
be a old teams. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's not. I don't think it's the Boston Braves. I don't think it's the Phillies. I'm just trying to think of teams that were around during that time. I don't think it would have been the Brooklyn Dodgers at that time, but I think they were National League always.
You said the Reds might have been?
The Reds tickle something. I know they're one of the older teams.
Yeah.
The Cubs, I'm not sure.
They're
about.
Also
could be.
Also kind of in that area.
Right. I didn't think the Cubs were, but they are. They're again kind of in that area, so possibly. The New York Giants, they would have been New York at that time.
There's Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh?
Could have been the Pirates.
They've been around a long time.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they were around back then. That was, I mean, Honus Wagner playing around that time. Yeah, I like the Pirates, Cardinals, Reds, and...
I just don't know on the Cubs. If only we had a Cubs expert with us.
I know. I don't know if I have anything better than the Cubs, and they're all kind of in that general area.
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense. They're probably on relatively similar
right. And most of the other teams around that time would have been more further to the east. The Phillies, the Braves, Dodgers. Right. I'm good with those four, unless you got anything, any others that are.
No, nothing else is.
Yeah, because most I'm thinking of most other current teams, and they weren't around back then.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're just going to start listing teams that are around back then, I mean, what are you going to go?
I mean, and they're all American League teams. So, and I don't, there's the only team I can think of that jumped from National League to American League is the Astros. And then the Brewers, of course, went the other way, but that's it.
Right.
So.
Right, right, right. Yeah, no, I'm good with that.
All right. All right. We're going to say the Cardinals, the Reds, the Pirates, and the Cubs.
Yeah, 3 out of 4.
Mm.
Nicely done. The Cardinals, the Reds, and the Pirates are correct, and so the Cubs are not.
I didn't think the Cubs were, but I couldn't come up with anything else.
So you're on the right track when it comes to like the same area, except for this fourth one. This is another one of those teams out in New York. It's the Brooklyn Dodgers.
It was the Dodgers. Dang it. Oh. Okay. Dang it. It makes sense. You would have had the Dodgers were in the American Association and the Giants were in the National League. Okay.
Mm.
Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad. It'll get you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you bet on baseball.
Hey, I mean, we're not all lucky enough to have someone take the fall for us.
I know. Pete Rose, one translator away from the Hall of Fame.
He said that, too. He said, if only I was smart enough to have a translator back then. Like, right? Pete, spot on.
I am such an innocent. It didn't even occur to me the implications until, like, 2 days ago. After the story broke, where all of a sudden it was like, oh, Ohtani's saying he didn't bet a baseball. Oh shit! I didn't even think about that. That could be a thing. Like I was just like, oh yeah, his interpreter stole some money and made some bets. Like, I see the good in people. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now the bourbon's gone. I'm gonna hop on the beer train.
All right.
Just spilled it on my shirt. This might be the very last beer I have. I mean, there's maybe one more in there. The Sam Adams Cold IPA, one of the last beers from my Sam Adams mix pack. From an IPA standpoint, it's a really mellow hop. I do. I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll do in a pinch.
It kind of walks the line to me. It walks the line of an IPA and a lager. It's a really mellow hop, a little more malt flavor. So.
Sam Adams, they're going to tend to be a little more populist. They don't go super adventurous in the flavor department, but it's a serviceable IPA.
All right. Next question. What dominant pitcher was the first African-American to be inducted into the Hall of Fame who never played in the Negro Leagues?
Ooh. Good question.
Come on, Chris.
The first... Do you know this? I think it's Bob Gibson was the first name popped in my head. Is that and as a Cardinals fan, it feels like the fact that you know this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know.
You know.
It's one of those fun ones that we get to have.
I mean, I know there isn't enough
Bob Gibson trivia out there.
That's true. And I know he checks every other box except for I didn't know he was the first African American pitcher to check all those boxes.
Who didn't play.
Right. Yep. Okay. Sounds good.
Bob Gibson is a correct answer. Nicely done. I need you to get a couple of these wrong and make me feel better.
We just got one wrong.
You got 3 out of 4. It doesn't count as wrong.
Well, again, there was a Cardinal in there, so that kind of helped.
It's true.
All right. See, this one also might kind of be on the easy side, but we're going to see. What 21st century Hall of Fame inductee is the only person with over 600 home runs to never win an MVP award?
And a Hall of Fame inductee with 600 home runs.
600 home runs in Hall of Fame.
Is it possible Griffey never won an MVP? Again, I'm bad with MVPs.
It's possible. I'm just trying to think that it's not a huge list of 600 people in the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's
the 21st century. So
that's what I'm thinking. Exactly. So
it's I mean, if I were to narrow it down, it would have to be
there. I can't think of anybody else. Most of the other guys that have cracked that entering the 21st century, there were only three guys. They'd already been inducted. There were only three guys over 600. And since that time, pretty much everybody other than Griffey that's broken that threshold is still not in the Hall of Fame because of steroid right. hits. So it's got to be Griffey, yeah, right?
The only other one that would be is Pujols, and he's obviously won MVPs. So
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's entirely possible that and right. MVP voting in the 80s and 90s was very weird anyways, so.
I remember the year that Cal Ripken won was 91 or 92, and the Orioles were like in sixth place, but he had just such a good season. Like they were the only reason they weren't in dead last is because of Cal Ripken Jr. So,
yeah, no, I think that's as good as anything.
All right, yeah. Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, unfortunately, Griffey won AL MVP in 1997.
Okay.
This gentleman was slugging during the steroid era, but no one ever accused him of anything because I think he's always just been a big guy. The highest he got, though, was fourth place.
Hmm.
This would be Jim Thome.
God, I didn't realize Thome broke 600 home runs.
I didn't either.
I mean, I knew he was up there. I just didn't realize he broke 600. Wow. That
good for him.
Definitely tracks. Yeah.
All right. I stumped you. I'm going to take that as a win for me. A win for Chris. All right.
A win for your question writer. Your mystery person.
Well, I wrote the questions. I just took their questions and made them better.
Fair. Fair.
That's fair.
All right. With 36.6 major league players per 1 million in population, what island nation produces more major league caliber players than any other country per capita in the world? These players include Andrew Jones, Andrelton Simmons, and Ozzy Albies.
I feel shame that I don't know what island Andrew Jones is from.
I think trying to run through the World Baseball Classic. because I feel like I remember seeing Ozzy Albies there.
Okay. That's a good thread to pull.
And it was on a team that I was not. I don't think this is like an obvious one.
Is it like Barbados or something like that? I don't know why
I don't
that.
I think it's Barbados.
It's not, but it's not like Cuba.
No, it's not like Japan, Dominican, Cuba. Oh man, Albies, Andrew Jones, Ozzy.
I mean, it can't be Dominican because it's not an island nation; it's half of an island nation.
Oh yeah,
it's also heavily populated.
Well, exactly that too.
You know, I think, and I know this is so weird. I was picturing the
you
nations.
You got there, didn't you? You got there, you son of a bitch, didn't you?
I was picturing the nations that often do popular or that often do well in the Little League World Series, and I think that it may be Curacao.
Curacao, wow.
And now I'm quite certain.
Yeah, based on Chris's reaction, I think you got there. Absolutely. Yeah, that's actually a great. I like it. I always forget Curacao is not just an alcoholic beverage. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm quite certain. I remember watching him play this year for them.
Well, now I'm blue. Right. So.
Yeah.
That tiny little island nation off the coast of South America. Curacao is a correct answer. And I have forgotten how much it's fun and infuriating to watch Jeff just sit there and you can see the wheel turning in his head.
Yep.
Until it clicks.
Yep.
Yeah, nice goal. I mean, too much baseball in my life.
Not enough in mine. I'm hoping to remedy that this year.
All right. We are moving on to question number 11. What Major League Baseball team has three Hall of Fame members with law degrees who have managed their team? One managed from 1913 to 1917, one from 1919 to 1925, and one from 1996 till 2011.
Hmm. 96 to 11 is, I think, the...
I think I... 96 to 11 is...
That sounds like Tory, right?
Oh.
Except he's... I would be surprised if he has a law degree, though. That's the thing. But that'd be about the right time frame for him, right?
Well, so I'm La Russa retired after the World Series that year.
Oh, well, that's...
But I'm trying to think. I think he came over in 96. Obviously, I was much younger then and did not pay as close attention to who the manager of the teams were.
That'd be about right when he came over from Oakland. Yeah.
But.
Oh. I'm just trying to name other Cardinals managers from earlier eras.
But Torrey, oh, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to get there from anything else.
Yeah. But that early, honestly, that early era, though. Wouldn't have fit like that first group of years would not fit with the Yankees because they weren't very good, you know, they weren't as dominant as they became. Cardinals would fit better that first bracket of years. I forget what he said, but it was like 1911,
yeah, I was gonna say, I don't remember
1917,
what that was.
Something like that.
Yeah,
it was 1913 to 17, then 1919 to 25.
Okay,
gosh, I don't even know. Trying to think who would have been a Cardinals manager then. I'm not sure I can get back that far. Ah. I'm so much worse at old baseball.
That's why you brought me.
Yeah. The way that we trivia together, that makes sense.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Cardinals is good because that time frame would have been about right for La Russa, and I forgot he retired after that. After that World Series win.
Yeah, I mean, that year is the only reason that triggered anything in me.
But the 90s, I mean, honestly, 96 would have been about right for him to have come over from Oakland.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. You had mentioned Torrey. I think he might have been earlier, no?
Yeah, he might have been early. Exactly. That was the thing, is it seemed like that might have been about the time he, yeah. But again, he was a catcher for the Braves. Like, I don't think he would have gone on and gotten his law degree and then come back. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, we can lock in with the Cardinals if you feel good about that. Obviously, the old stuff, I have no idea.
I really don't have anything else. I can't name a whole lot of managers from that era, but I definitely can't name any Cardinals managers from that era. So
yeah.
But I'm good with that.
If I told you that the manager, the most recent one, got their law degree from Florida State University, would that help at all?
Oh, I have heard that before.
Just kidding, Florida State.
Yep. That is La Russa, isn't it?
It's Tony La Russa. The Cardinals is a correct answer.
I have heard that before, now that you mentioned that.
Nicely done, you two. Cool. Way to work together.
Now, that was really all Jeff. This has pretty much been all Jeff.
We're on to question number 12. Let's see if you guys can work together to get this one right. There are four men who played in the postseason in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Norm Cash, Stan Williams, and Don McMahon are three of them, along with what other Hall of Fame outfielder who won a World Series in 1954 and is a part of Major League Baseball's all-time team announced in 1997?
It's so, Jeff, offhand, it's got to be Willie. My first thought is Willie Mays. He said played in a World Series, right?
Played in the postseason.
Or in the postseason. So Willie Mays, his rookie season was 51. And I know he played in 54 because that was the Giants beat the Indians that year. That was the famous Willie Mays catch. And it makes sense that the Giants would have at least made the postseason during that time. My only hesitation is, did they make the postseason? I mean, Willie Mays played for like 22 seasons, so he was definitely playing into the 70s. Mm-hmm. But would they have made the postseason as San Francisco in the 70s? Oof, I don't know. Because they moved in like 60-something.
I think that's as good a threat as any. I mean, as we just discussed, anything before... anything really before the 80s, I struggle on. Some 70s I can handle. Anything before that, nothing for you.
Yeah, that's fair. I forget what the clue was with 54, but I mean that it was the 54. Chris, what was the clue with 54 again?
That was the year he won his World Series.
Won his World Series. So, and the Giants won the World Series in 54. So I think Willie Mays is as good a guess as any. All right. Hearing no objections.
Lock it. Willie Mays is a correct answer. Nicely done, you two.
My favorite Willie Mays random fact is that he was the one who was on deck when in the shot heard around the world. The Giants win the pennant.
Oh.
He also struck out like his first 12 at bats.
Huh.
Took him a little while to find his groove.
Happens to the best of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting to find mine. All right.
You should contact Stella. She knows how to get your groove back.
All right. We are moving on to question 13.
Lucky us.
Here we go. Ooh. Four players have hit a home run both before turning 20 and after turning 40. One is an original Baseball Hall of Fame class inaugural member. One made the Hall of Fame in 1986, but was on the first Montreal Expos team. And two are mired in PED controversy. Name two of those four members.
So, Jeff, in terms of the original Hall of Fame class, I feel like the only one that might apply to would have been Ty Cobb.
Mm.
It wouldn't be Mathewson, Johnson. I mean, it could be Honus Wagner. And I don't think Babe Ruth played into his 40s. Maybe he did. Shit, now that I think about it, maybe he did. As far as the one with the Expos, my immediate thought was Gary Carter. I don't know that he entered the league that young, but I know he was definitely an Expo, and he definitely played into his 40s. And then as for the PED guys,
Well, I'm pretty certain one of those is A-Rod.
Yeah, that's a good call.
The other one I'm not so sure about. Did Bond start that early? I don't think he did.
Didn't think Bond started quite that young.
I think he was young. I don't know if he was teen though.
I thought he was like 21, 22, but I mean, I think that in terms of really when you look at the inaugural Hall of Fame class, you've narrowed it down to three. It's Babe Ruth, Albert Honus Wagner.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think your initial inkling with Ty Cobb is
okay.
Seems to me, and again, I'm much less versed in that than you are.
Yeah. Babe Ruth hit his last home run in 35. And he probably hit his first home run in 14. So that way he could have potentially been in 19 and then 40. I just don't know. I don't know exactly when he was born. See, that's my hesitation. Is it could have? I mean, and Ty Cobb played, I want to say, like 22 years, so he was around a long time too. So it could be either of those. I don't have a strong inclination as to which one. I think you're right on A-Rod.
Yeah, no, I'm. That's like a 98%. Confident in that one.
I knew he's another one that I always forget exactly how young he was when he came up.
Yeah, very young, and also played forever.
Yep. I mean, it was easy to overlook
when he was allowed to.
Mariner.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of another PED one that played or that, you know, had the hype and started real young.
Right.
Just trying to think of anyone that played that long. I know Sheffield just lost his eligibility and he played till he was in his 40s, but I don't think he started that early.
I don't think he started that young. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I remember when he started and I didn't think he was that young.
I mean, but we only need a name two, right?
We only need a name two. So, I mean,
so we feel A-Rod's a lock. And then who do you feel best about with the others?
I think I'd probably go Babe Ruth of those two.
Babe Ruth.
I'm so torn between him and Cobb.
Yeah.
I don't think Gary Carter is the worst guess either, because he played forever, and I know he played for the Expos. But
true.
But I don't think Babe seems that young. All right.
Seems like a pretty good guess.
I'm good with that.
I mean, you know the years, so I mean you've got the years worked out.
Yeah, but I'm iffy at best on the years. I know he retired in 35, but
Okay.
But I don't know how old he was.
I wouldn't even have a start to guess at the year, so you sounded smart to me.
My brain and dates is weird. I'm okay with that.
All right.
But if it's good with me. I won't be surprised.
So I actually named two of the four players who had hit a home run before turning 20, and then again after turning 40, and one of the ones you came back with was a pitcher. Up until after he turned 20, was Babe Ruth.
Yeah, but he was still batting at the time.
He was, but he didn't have the near the amount of opportunities.
Okay, that's a fair point. I didn't think in those terms. So it was
Babe Ruth is not a correct answer. Ty Cobb is what we're looking for there, Mike. You were right there, then you talked yourself out of it.
I did absolutely talk myself out of it. Yep.
And then next, you're going to have Jeff. You're right on with A-Rod. Yeah. A-Rod is one of them. The other two, you dismissed him because of his age. One of them is Gary Sheffield.
I didn't realize he entered the league that young. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't think.
That big-ass bat wave has been going on, went on for a long, long time.
I mean, yeah, it felt like it. I mean, it was when I was young, so.
And then the expo we're looking for is not Gary Carter, it's Rusty Staub.
Oh, wow. Would not have gotten there. He did play forever, though.
I don't even know that name, so.
He was just one of those players that bounced around everywhere. Journeyman.
All right. We're moving on to question 14. Let's see how we do with this one. Esteban Yan is a former major league player who only swung the bat once in major league play, yet retired with a 1,000 career batting average as an American leaguer and a 1,000 career batting average as a national leaguer. What team did this happen on? Sorry, what teams? There's two different teams. One in the American, one in the National League.
So, Esteban Yan.
If he only swung the bat once, does that preclude bunts?
A bunt does not count as a swing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
In his entire career, he only swung the bat once.
Right.
Ended up with two hits. One in the American League, one in the National League. Name the teams he played for.
I was just kind of getting over the immediate hump of how the hell is this possible? I'm figuring one of those was a bunt.
Yeah.
And then what the hell teams did Esteban Yan play for?
So I know that he played for the Rays.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of too.
Now I feel like.
And then he probably wouldn't have. Well, but I guess he could have potentially with the Rays.
I mean, you said he did it in the American League and the National League, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But he only swung the bat once.
So that would be an American League team.
To send him to the plate does seem like a very Rays thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to kind of say that, but you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, anything. I mean, I think he was. I feel like he was one of the expansion picks, so it would have been real early on.
Yep.
But I do not know who else he played for.
I don't have anything on this one. I remember the name.
I think he might have come from I think he might have come from the Orioles originally, but that doesn't help us. Unless, of course, it happened with the Orioles.
Well, but either it, and that's true. It's, we need to say which two teams he got his hits for, correct?
You're looking for the two teams that he got his hits for. One in the American League, one in the National League.
Okay. So it could have been with the Orioles instead of the Rays.
Yeah, that actually just makes it worse.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, but I'm 100% confident I know he played for the Rays.
No, same. Like that's why I know the name. I know
60-70% he came from. I'm just trying to think. I have a stack of his cards in my boxes over here.
Yeah.
It's a lot of searching, man. It ain't worth it.
Oh, no, no. It's labeled. I know exactly where it is. It's under Y.
It's where this last name starts with a silent W.
No. Nope. You're going to kill the recording again with jokes like that.
Yep.
I know.
Man, I got nothing.
I really don't either. The Giants popped into my head as a potential National League team. I have no thunder behind it.
Yeah, no, I think it sounds lovely. Esteban Yan for the Giants. I remember that.
Sure. So Giants and Rays?
It's a good guess as any. It's a National League team.
Yeah, I have no threads to pull here, so...
So Esteban Yan had three career plate appearances in his career. His first plate appearance, on the first pitch that he saw, he hit a home run.
Yep. I think that's what I remember. I think that's part of why I remember him.
That was in June 4th of 2000 for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
It was the Devil Rays, right.
His second career plate appearance, he had a sacrifice bunt. That was in the year 2000 for the Rays. His third plate appearance, he took a first pitch for the ball, then a bunt single on the second pitch on June 30th, 2003 for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Ah!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of Cardinals questions tonight. We should just default to Cardinals.
Jeez. Now I feel like an idiot. I missed a Cardinals question.
All right.
I could not have told you that he played for them. Wow.
Question 15. On August 18th, 2007, Cameron Maybin of the Detroit Tigers made Major League history when he became the first and only player to hit a home run off of a pitcher who had won a Cy Young Award before he was born. He was born in April of 1987. The pitcher won the Cy Young in 1986. Name the pitcher.
It's got to be Clemens, right?
It's got to be Clemens.
I'm almost positive Clemens won for the Red Sox in 86.
Yeah, the Red Sox in 86, yeah.
Yep.
Roger Clemens is the correct answer. Nicely done.
We hem and haw a lot less about some of these.
Yeah. All right, we are on to question number 16. What Hall of Fame pitcher whose career saw him play for the Phillies, Red Sox, Rangers, and then have his number retired by my beloved Cubbies, a number he shares with another iconic number 31, is the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history to allow a home run to all three of the Alou brothers, Jesus, Felipe, and Matty, in 1967, 68, and 71, respectively.
Was Phillies, Felipe. Rangers, and who else besides the Cubs?
Phillies, Rangers, Red Sox, and Cubs.
Red Sox and Cubs.
His beloved number 31 was retired alongside another famous number 31.
Did you say Hall of Fame pitcher?
Hall of Fame pitcher.
Okay.
I hope all these clues help you.
I wish they helped me.
This guy is royalty in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And I'm bad with jersey numbers too, so.
Did you list the teams in order of which he played them?
I did not.
Oh, shit. Okay. Royalty in
Chicago.
In Chicago. Pitcher.
I will say he's one of like three players in Chicago that have a statue of him outside.
Again, that probably means a lot more to me. Chicago fans who go there all the time. And
What sucks is like almost all of the Chicago Cubs players I can think of are not pitchers. Like I'm drawing nothing on pitchers.
I don't know.
Phillies
from that year.
Yeah.
Or from those years.
The years that he faced the Alou brothers. Yeah. I'm not pulling anything. It might be the bourbon.
I'm just trying to think even of a pitcher that was an older Cubs pitcher
It was
Mordecai Three Finger Brown.
Yeah. Well, yes. We're trying to think of a 20th century Cubs pitcher.
Grover Cleveland Alexander.
I always thought he was a contemporary of Mordecai Three Finger Brown. He was later, huh?
I think he played into the 20th century.
Okay.
So did Mordecai Brown, for that matter. They both played.
Yeah, I was going to say they probably did eke into the 20th century. That's true. I always think of Mordecai Three Finger Brown as on being on Mr. Burns' list of the players that he wanted to get for the Springfield softball team.
God.
Your third baseman has been dead for over 100 years. Or whatever the hell he says. That is all beside the point.
Didn't get an answer.
Greg Maddux.
Yeah, right. There you go. Oh, that. There you go. There's a briefly for the Cubs pitcher that I can name.
Hey, you found the other number 31. Congratulations.
Oh.
Was that Greg Maddux's number, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. See, I'm awful with jersey numbers. I have no idea why. Yeah, I mean, I'm like Phillies pitchers, and then I'm in like Steve Carlton territory, but I mean, he was a Philly. Like, I can't, you know. And then Red Sox. I don't have anything. I'm much better with hitters. I'm not as good with pitchers.
I just don't know any Cubs.
Yeah, same. I think we have to tap.
Now, this gentleman played for the Phillies from 65 to 66, the Cubs from 66 to 73, the Rangers 74 to 75, the Red Sox 76 to 77, the Rangers 78 to 81, then back with the Cubs until the year I was born, 1983. Gentleman by the name of Fergie Jenkins.
Oh.
Oh, I actually have heard that name. I would never have pulled it in a million years if I have heard the name. I probably saw his statue when I was at Wrigley.
All right, we are on to question 17. Here we go. Although he never played for the Yankees, this man, a member of the All-Century team who played his entire career with the same organization and won World Series titles in 1942, 44, and 46, managed to hit 86 home runs in New York. Name that man.
42, 44, and 46? All right.
44. But he managed to hit.
I mean, two of those years are the war years, and that's those, which makes things interesting. He hit home runs in Yankee Stadium, did you say, or just in New York?
New York.
Okay.
He said he spent his career with one team?
Correct.
Okay, 42.
Now, those are the years that I don't really remember as well as far as World Series appearances go.
Well, what was it again? 42?
42, 44, and 46.
44 and 46. That's got to be Cardinals, right?
That feels like Cardinals years. Yeah, exactly. Was it like Ducky Medwick?
Well, I mean, I know Stan spent his whole career with them. Usual? Yeah. We call him Stan where I'm from. Sorry.
Well, yeah. he's the man, I'm told.
He is the man. lots of home runs there.
Yeah. Well, I knew. Yeah. I don't know why my brain went to Ducky Medwick before Stan Musial, but.
Just you. Just you and his grandkids. That's it, Mike.
That's the bourbon for sure. Yeah, I mean,
Mutual makes sense though.
That's where I go.
I like Mutual. I mean, that's a good guess. And he, yeah, I think that's a good guess.
I'm good with it.
Let's do it.
Well, I said the term man in the question two different times.
Should have picked up on that, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Stan the Man Mutual is the correct answer. All right. Question number 18.
He did not say duck at any point in time.
No, but I was this close to saying a word that rhymes.
I bet.
What Hall of Famer mentioned earlier hit into more triple plays in his career than anybody else? It's rare that it happens once, but this Hall of Fame third baseman had it happen four different times: 1958, 1964, 1965, and 1967. Name the player.
I mean, when we're talking about that, it's got to be Brooks Robinson. He's the only one third baseman I can think of that was mentioned earlier that would fit that time frame. That 58 would have been too early for Brooks Robinson, though. Damn it. Wouldn't it? Yeah, because the Orioles didn't even exist in 58. You know what? I'm going to shut up and let you think since you're carrying the team.
No. Those are not my years.
I'm sitting here trying to go back to, okay.
I would say if you thought of something that quickly, I would not talk yourself out of it.
Yeah, but I still don't. I honestly, it was just because I was trying to think third baseman that had been mentioned earlier.
Well, I don't think it's Bill Miller.
it's not Bill Miller, exactly. It's not Bill Miller. It's not A-Rod.
What are there?
I know.
I don't think we mentioned it at the third baseman.
I mean, Ty Cobb played every position. Not active during those years.
In 1954?
He had been inducted to the Hall of Fame 25 years prior, so definitely not him.
No, I think.
Maybe. I think your guess is as good as you got. Early. I didn't think he was, but
I can't imagine Ty Cobb playing in a time when there wasn't a color barrier.
Touche. Yeah, that would have been interesting. Your daily reminder that being a douchebag is not an impediment to being a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Unless your name's Pete Rose.
Literally my thread that I'm pulling on here, Jeff, is trying to go back through previous answers. And that was the only reason I got to Brooks Robinson.
I think that's as good as it can be, though, right?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean, I thought he played his whole career with the Orioles, and I didn't think the Orioles existed that far back. But I'm good with that. If you are,
yeah. Well, you know a lot more about the Orioles. I don't.
I grew up in the D.C. area back before the Nationals. So,
yeah. Well, I mean,
post Senators, pre Nationals, Orioles was all we had.
Back in the 50s, when you were around.
Yep. Post Senators, Sonny.
Nothing better.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can lock in that.
Brooks Robinson is a correct answer. His career started in 1955.
No shit. Oh, okay. I thought he started. I didn't even think he started until.
So the Orioles started off in 1901 as the Milwaukee Brewers before moving to St. Louis to become the Browns.
Browns. Yep.
In 1953, they relocated to Baltimore.
I didn't realize they relocated. Okay. I had them in the 60s relocating. Gotcha. Cool.
All right. We got two questions left.
Oh, boy.
Question number 19. What Minnesota Twins legend is the only American League player to win a batting title without hitting a single home run that season when he hit .318 in 1972?
Gosh. Without hitting a single home run?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I mean, when I get Twins legends, the first thing I can damn sure tell you is my brain doesn't go to 1972. I didn't even think around back then.
Get back to like Kirby, but that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much. My brain immediately went to Kirby Puckett. But obviously not that. And I mean, they had not been that far removed from being the Senators at that time. Speaking of the Senators.
No, before him. Guy with all the hits. Clearly. Carew.
Oh, Rod Carew.
What about him? Yeah.
Oh, that's a great guess. Oh, I like that a lot. That's a really good pull. I like that.
I mean, he had so many hits. I mean, he probably won a batting title, right?
And he wasn't a super power hitter, so I like that guess a lot.
I don't think I can name anyone else for you, so.
I don't have anything else. That's a great pull. I like it.
Well, he had 92 home runs total in his career, zero in 1972. Rod Carew is a correct answer.
He converted.
It's the end of the recording, and that's what you want to kind of get close to ending on? Okay.
I'm sorry. It's like, I'm trying to connect to the wider, to a broader audience here.
The subsection of people that watch and love baseball and people that put up with our bullshit, it's a very, very small, like those Venn diagrams barely touch. So,
well, actually, I was thinking it might consist of the people on this recording.
It might. Yeah. That would require Jeff to listen to his own episodes.
Yeah, not a chance.
All right. Last question of the recording. What 23-year-old catcher and future All-Star for the Atlanta Braves caught Phil Niekro's 200th win in 1979?
Well, he was mentioned earlier. Could this be Joe Torre?
Oh.
Wasn't Joe Torre a catcher for the Braves? I don't know
if he was. I don't remember him being with the Braves, but it's certainly possible.
I have that in my head, and I don't know why. But he said future All-Star, and I don't necessarily know that Torre had a particularly successful playing career.
True. No, my first guess was, what's his face? Oh, I can picture him. Dale? No.
Dale Murphy?
Yes, Dale Murphy.
Well,
wasn't he Brave around then?
He was a Brave, but I don't know that he ever caught. He might have been a catcher and then they moved him. It's possible.
Oh, right. Trying to think.
But yeah, Dale Murphy was about the only notable Brave during that time, so it very well could be Dale Murphy. Actually, you know what? He might, now that you say that, maybe he did catch for a little while.
I was just trying to
think of... He kind of did a Biggio, where he started off as a catcher, and then they were like, we need to save this guy's knees.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of older Braves, and that was the one name that popped in my mind.
I mean, he'd have been around that time because he started with the Braves in the late 70s, and he was definitely an All-Star.
Well, if he started then, you said he was young, right? 22, 23? What'd you say, Chris?
He was 23 when it happened.
23. Does that clue mean anything? Is that his number?
Just the age that it was. I don't know if that was his number or not. I didn't. There's no clue that's not right there.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's a clue then.
It might be his number. I have no idea.
Yeah.
That wasn't intended, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so basically, like, I'm like, in my head, I'm pretty sure Torre was a catcher, and I thought he played for the Braves around that time. And then Dale Murphy was a Brave and was an All-Star around that time.
So,
but I'm leaning
23
towards
in, what'd you say, 79?
79.
Just trying to see, do the math on the age there. I don't like doing the math. That would probably be around this, around Torre's age, right?
He was late 70s, early 80s was when he, but he, you know, again, wasn't a super successful playing career. And I'm pretty That's sure true. He played catcher, and I'm pretty sure it was for the Braves. But again, I know Dale Murphy played for the Braves around that same time, and I know he was actually like good enough to make the All-Star team.
True.
Because thank you for the, again, thank you for the every team gets a player rule, because the Braves were awful during the 80s.
I'm a Cubs fan. I can sign off on that.
I don't know. I
don't either.
I don't think Torrey's a bad guess.
I don't think Burt Murphy's a bad guess.
Well, this puts us in a predicament.
You know, if we each go with different guesses, then we could have a winner tonight.
That's actually kind of funny.
Or we might not. I don't know.
Except the funny part is I think each of us are almost leaning toward the other one's guess. I don't know, Jeff. Your first instincts have been way better than my first instincts tonight so far.
Yeah, so, but that I admittedly that was not so much a first instinct as it was trying to name a Braves player that was in. So in my mind, most of this game, I've been trying to picture all of my baseball cards that I've inherited and, you know, used them all over all the years. So that's just about the extent of where my collection goes back to.
Yep.
So that's the player I can name.
No, and that's fair.
But knowing that Torrey was there, I felt like that could be a good guess. I mean, the whole catcher thing kind of threw me off. So Torrey definitely sounds like it might be. Unless you're right with Dale, they might have converted him. That the thing is, that happens to so many catchers, so it's entirely possible.
Exactly.
Ugh.
I really don't know. I'll let you pick. I don't have a strong inkling one way or the other.
I do think that you are onto something when you're focused on the All-Star thing. I don't think Torrey.
That's really kind of why I was leaning more towards Dale Murphy.
Yeah, I don't think Torrey did.
I don't either.
I think based on that alone.
Yep.
We might have to go with Dale Murphy.
Yep. I'm inclined to agree with you. All right.
What are we going with?
Dal Maxville.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Dale Murphy.
So Joe Torrey had been retired for 2 years by the time this happened. He played for the Braves from 60 to 68.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
He retired in 77.
Okay.
Which, ironically, is the same year he became the manager of the Mets. So, there is that.
There you go.
Dale Murphy, though, did start off as a catcher / first baseman.
Nice.
And that is a correct answer.
Nice.
Way to just fall into that one.
Right.
Nicely done.
Torrey Braves catcher tickled something. I was just too early. Nicely done, Joe.
So you went 15 out of 19 on the questions where you had a right or wrong. And then you got 3 or 4 on the question that had multiple parts.
Nice.
Nicely done, you two. Nicely done.
I'm happy with that, even though, again, Jeff carried the team, but I'm happy to know Jeff, so that's good.
Well, again, I should probably play baseball trivia if it's out there, yeah. Nothing else. Nope. I mean, you could certainly carry a lit show if for some godforsaken reason someone put me on a lit show.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, that would not be fun for anybody. That'd be about as good as putting me on a movie boozy bracketology.
Hey. Yeah, no one would
I think it'd
that,
be fun
Jeff.
For everybody. Yeah.
No, I think we all know better.
Yes.
Yep. No.
We know not to do that. That'd be a terrible, terrible idea.
Awful idea.
Horrible idea. So just so you guys know, these questions are 20 of 50 different questions. Questions?
Equestrians.
That's not a word.
It can be.
These are 20 out of 50 different questions on the official Society for American Baseball Research website, or Sabermetrics website.
Oh, excellent. Cool.
Nice.
So there are 30 more out there that are actually insanely challenging because I wanted to cry after reading them. If you get a chance, go on there and check it out. But more importantly, gentlemen, did you guys have fun tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I did. This is the most fun I've had in a while.
All right. Baseball predictions. And Mike, who is your team? What team are you claiming tonight?
Oh, for the season?
Yeah. What team are you rooting for?
What team am I rooting for, or what team do I think is going to win?
No, what team are you the most passionate about of all the teams? You've kind of bounced between three different teams.
Well, I grew up a Braves fan, and then I've never stopped being a Braves fan, but I was on the Rays bandwagon for a long time. Being here in Huntsville, Braves is the closest team we got. So I'm on the Braves this season.
You've got some Oriole blood in you too. Don't.
I have some, but here's the thing I realized with the Orioles. I never rooted for the Orioles so much as I rooted for the players that were on the Orioles in the mid-90s.
Okay.
So Ripken, I kind of like, I realized I had no ties to the Orioles once Ripken retired.
Mike, I know you're a big Billy Ripken fan, but just...
old fuck face.
All right, so here's you're a Braves fan. Mike, what's your prediction for the Braves this year?
This is the year. We're getting back. World Series, baby.
All right.
Braves Rays World Series. My dream.
Every year.
Every year. That's right.
Jeff, what's your prediction for your beloved Cardinals?
So I think the Cardinals are in a place where they're going to be perfectly middling. Not going to be nearly as bad as last year. Might eke a wild card spot. They've got a good offense. Their pitching is elderly, but they've got some great youth that they can bring up. They've got people that they can, fill some roles if some of these older guys go down with, gout. I don't know. I think they'll be, I don't know if they'll have a best year, but I think they can definitely earn a wild card spot.
I love how, I don't know if this is true at all, but I feel like you guys got rid of Adam Wainwright and your average age of pitcher still went up.
Yeah, well, when you go out and, reload your entire rotation with people over the age of 35, it doesn't go well.
I'm taking my Cubbies to be a wild card team. I the problem is with the Central is I don't know who the front runner is.
Well, there's no front runner. They're all fighting to be the worst in baseball.
So they could win the. I'm going to pick the Cubs to win the division. Why not?
There you go.
It's we actually spent money this year. So.
Anything could happen.
It's not going to be the Pirates. It actually could be the Reds.
Could be the Reds. Yeah, I wouldn't write the Reds.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be the Reds.
So I'm calling the Cubs division. I'm going to call that right now. But all right. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed baseball trivia with us tonight. We had a good time bringing it to you. Jeff, my friend, it's good to have you back on the show now that life has calmed down a little bit.
Amen.
Looking forward to this being more of a regular thing.
Yeah.
But if you enjoy the content that we bring you on a regular basis, you can head on over to patreon.com/PTEBB. That is your home for everything that we do here on the Pub Trivia Experience. That'll get you the all of our Patreon content, which is literally, at this point, hundreds of hours of content on there that you can have access to. There's different tiers. Go on there, do the research. If you can support the show financially, that's the place to do it. Check the show notes for our Discord server, our Facebook group, all that fun stuff. But you know what? It's enough for me for the Pub Trivia Experience. I have been Chris.
I've been Mike.
And I'm still Jeff.
And we will see you next week. Until then, have a good one.